أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد صدق الله العظيم. This is the second ayah of Surah Al-Hajj. In the first ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded us to one aspect and Allah informed us about something else. Allah said, calling the whole of mankind, اتقوا فيا ربكم يا رب Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala spoke about the zalzala. Allah spoke about the shake, this earthquake that will take place. And Allah said, it is an absolutely great phenomena. Now Allah Ta'ala describes what would happen to insan on this earthquake. Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا On that day you shall behold it, you shall see it, it will be real. And the condition of insan, Allah Ta'ala says, تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ Perhaps the greatest relationship between any two humans is the relationship between mother and her child. If we look at a child that is born out of the mother and all the different stages of the creation of the fetus that takes place in the mother, the pain that she goes through carrying the child, the pain that she goes through giving birth to the child, they can never be another relationship like this. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose this relationship to explain to us what will happen. So Allah Ta'ala says that تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ You will see, you will observe that every suckling woman, every suckling mother will neglect her child. That is never experienced in a normal woman. A woman that is normal, a woman that has a heart that is of moderate nature, she never ever in this world will neglect the child. She will go through pain to make sure that she suckles the child, she breastfeeds the child, and she will see to the comfort of the child. So here number one, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, she will forget, she will neglect this child because of that absolute fear, that absolute concern that will come when this zalzala, when this earthquake takes place. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes it another stage higher, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَضَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا And every woman that is pregnant, that has a child in her womb, will abort the child, she will let go of the child. And again, in this world, any normal woman will never want the child to abort on his own, that child to come out on his own. But on that occasion, when this phenomena is such a great phenomena, it is such a frightening phenomena, there will be great deals of distress. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes this distress by the fact that a woman will abort her child and the child will come out. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that even on that day, it will be such a day that every person will be concerned about their own self. And then insan, general man, general human beings, وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى And you will see the whole of mankind in a drunken stupor. In other words, when a person is drunk, when a person is intoxicated, he loses his mind or she loses her mind. They don't know what they are doing. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this is what will happen. The most intelligent of people, the most wise of people, all of them will lose their minds completely. They will be like they are drunk, they are intoxicated. Insofar as the usage of the mind is concerned, as so far as the control over the body is concerned, they will have no control over their minds, they will have no control over their bodies. In other words, they will be in this disease, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَىٰ. But the truth of the matter is that they are not drunk. They have not taken any alcohol, but they have lost all their senses. They have lost control over their entire bodies. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, but the azab of Allah, the punishment of Allah is severe. In other words, now they realize that they are going towards hashar, they are going towards accountability in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and whatever possessions they had in this world, all of it has been detached. There is no value whatsoever. Like how Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Surah Zilzal, that وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. All the resources of this world, of this earth, will be spewed out, and it will have absolutely nil value, and man will now realize the entire wastage of one's life in this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.